This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm, you know, thank you for the, you know, the emails and the messages, like, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Jewish New Year. We're not really celebrating that. Jewish New Year is a little rough, okay? We're supposed to celebrate. It's supposed to be a real, real big deal having a Jewish New Year. But it's a very, very solemn time for us Jews because a lot of us reflect. And we realize that we're probably not real good Jews, some of us. I think I need to really step up my game. And I always feel so guilty this time of year. And I think the reason why is I'm really good at following rules. You know, if you tell me to do something and I believe in it and it's ethical, I'll do my job. I'll do my duty. I'll wear my seatbelt. I'll wear a helmet. I'll wear my mask. But I notice I have a lot of trouble following the Judaic rules. There's like 613 of them. Okay, there's a lot of them. And, you know, during this time of the Jewish New Year, you're supposed to kind of, you know, reflect and repent on your sins and make up with your enemies and then, you know, ask God for forgiveness and then, you know, expect his judgment and hope you're inscribed in the book of life. And it's a very, very stressful time, I'm telling you. It's very, very stressful. And then on top of all of this, with COVID, we can't go to temple. Well, I mean, a few of us could go to temple, you know, but there's, because of the limitations, you can't go to temple. And so for those of us that don't go to temple often, we just really hope that our attendance adds some extra brownie points, right? And some of us are not going to temple. And so I'm a little nervous. So what I want to do just right now, really quickly, if you don't mind, is do my confessions. And a lot of people are like, really, Jews confess? We confess a little differently. We don't, you know, confess to, you know, a priest or a rabbi or whatever. We confess to God, and we do a process of confession. It's just, since I'm not going to be in temple, you know, and my friends and the rabbi aren't going to hear them, then, you know, then you guys are. Okay, so I need to be a better Jew, okay? So I need to go to temple more. I don't go to temple more. I've eaten Egg McMuffins. Egg McMuffins have Canadian bacon. We're not supposed to eat pork. I ran into the rabbi the other day and I asked him if he needed me to pick up lunch, like a BLT. He looked at me like, you realize I'm not supposed to eat BLTs? I don't like BLTs. I don't like bacon. But gosh, Canadian bacon tastes good. So that's been wrong of me. You're supposed to honor thy father and mother. And, you know, I give my mom a hard time. I think that also has to include in-laws. And I've made over 2,000 mother-in-law jokes just in the last 24 hours. Not very good. So I'm sorry. That's not good. It's not funny. You aren't supposed to make fun of any sort of in-law at all. That just, it's just bad. Another bad thing I do is I work on the Sabbath. I'm a workaholic. And I tried that where for 24 hours I would do no work. I can't do that. I should, you know, and I know God's watching right now but I just work and I just always work. And you're not supposed to go on the computer. You're not supposed to call on the telephone. You're not supposed to buy things. So that's kind of a problem. I bet on the Cowboys. I bet against the Cowboys once. I thought the Cowboys were going to lose and I knew there was money to be made. And I bet against the Cowboys. I'm so bad. I am like so evil. You're not supposed to covet. You're not supposed to be jealous. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Delilah. Delilah, who's everybody kind of compares me to, and she has much better ratings and makes more money. And she gets to play music rather than sit here and confess her sins, right, on air. So I covet Delilah. I've killed a spider. And when I've stepped on that spider, I've gone, score. So that's not good. That's really not good. What else? I wrote all down all my sins. Oh, yeah. I blamed gas on an old person walking out of the elevator, and I'm like, it's so bad of me. Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. What else have I done? Okay, so when you're in temple, even though I know some Hebrew, I don't know all the Hebrew. And so when, you know, sometimes the rabbi is like behind us, you know, on the microphone, or the rabbi walks by, or your friends are kind of watching you pray, and you're like, yeah, you know, you're just kind of doing your thing, you know. And I'm like doing my whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know the words. And when I don't know the words, I confess, I make them up, and then I go to make it sound like I'm still doing my Hebrew, and I know I'm really not supposed to do that. And then I don't know, I haven't written all my sins down because there's just so many, and so this is really not an easy time. When somebody cuts me off, you know, and they're speeding and they're driving super fast, I've said, you know, I'd like to see them, you know, flip half a dozen times, like on the A team, you know, and then land upright and then look at me while I'm driving by going, see, you jerk. And you know, oh, I've cussed. I've never said the Lord's name in vain, because I don't like that. That's like really, really bad. But I've said some real doozy cuss words, and yeah, I can't share those on air. So you know what? I could go all day, and I'm feeling really bad the more I do this. So I guess the point I'm making is that this is tough. I mean, you know, when you know, we couldn't celebrate Passover or Easter or whatever, you know, in church or temple, and you know, now we have the High Holy Days, and the High Holy Days are some really, really, I mean, that's a really strict times, and then we have to fast for 24 hours, and fasting for 24 hours atoned for our sins, that just barely cuts it for me. That probably gets my sins up until the second grade. I mean, I need to probably fast all year round just to barely get through high school. But if you see a Jew, you know, and say hi, you know, I mean, right? And you know, when you go Happy New Year party, you know, it's, we don't get to do that, you know. Just kind of nod and say, look, you know, we all sin. You're gonna get through it, you know. Just, you know, maybe do what's that Rosetta Stone or a Duolingo or whatever app, so you could learn some Hebrew so you don't have to fake it. And you know, all I could say is, you know, to all of us kind of going through this whole religious time, you know, God is very forgiving, you know, just always try to be better, you know. And I just wish everybody a happy new year, and hopefully this next year is going to be with peace and safety and health and no more COVID. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week we talked about the cuties and the sexualization of these young girls. It was a French film. That the American name for it is cuties, where these girl of a very conservative background wanted to join a dance group, and it unfortunately some of the underlying story and the artwork was beyond what was appropriate, very suggestive for kids that age. I think women any age, but we've talked about that. And then in the news last night or yesterday, Jerry Harris, one of the stars of the hit Netflix docuseries Cheers, I love that show, but Cheer, has been arrested on federal child pornography charges. 21-year-old was charged with one count of producing child pornography, but he has been accused of requesting nude photographs and videos emails from several minors and repeatedly soliciting oral sex at cheerleading competitions. Now, Netflix is under fire for both of these issues, and here to kind of talk about that is back again, Andy Berger with Voices Against Trafficking. Andy, thank you again for joining us. I know you're very, very busy, so we really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. It's an honor.
Okay, so Netflix is under fire. People are calling for its boycott. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm absolutely with that, in fact, because what this movie has done, Cuties, has definitely prepared a predator's feast, so to speak, because these young girls, I mean, everyone who filmed that movie, everyone who was involved in that movie knew exactly what was going on, exactly what the camera angles were focused on. And, you know, federal law actually defines child pornography to include lascivious exhibition of a child's private parts. Nudity is not a requirement under the statute. And, you know, certain images of this film would satisfy that. You know, whether Netflix gets called on it or not, you know, who knows? But it is tragic that some of the consultants with Netflix, who are parents themselves, you know, whether it's former President Obama and his wife or the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that these parents are not upset.
Mm-hmm.
This film takes away the right of parents to have an age-appropriate sexual conversation with their own children.
Mm-hmm. So most of the videos and clips that, you know, have been stirring controversy have been removed from the Internet and YouTube, and understandably so. So, you know, without being too graphic, you know, these girls were supposedly 11 years old. Explain roughly what the camera angles were doing. Was it the dancing, or were they showing what is kind of stirring? I mean, we understand the controversy, but since we don't really see the videos and all we see is a little bit of the artwork that was taken down, what are some of the things that you've seen that has been stirring this controversy?
A couple of the things that I saw, I did not watch the whole movie because it was so disturbing as a survivor myself of sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. But my team did, and the ones I did see, the cameras were focused on you know, the bottoms of the girls, you know, moving and gyrating. There was another shot where a girl was actually undulating, you know, an 11-year-old undulating in skimpy clothes. I mean, that's disgusting beyond all belief, and all it does is it eggs on anyone with a depraved nature. And who is the movie for? It's not for children. It's for the adults, and Netflix knows that. The other shots of their breast and other things, you know, these are pre-development, you know, developing young girls. What does the average dad out there, the average mom out there do, you know, if their daughter or niece or somebody they're in charge of sees this movie and says, oh, mommy, I want to dress like that. I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, we spoke on my show about how this has been going on for decades, like Fast Times at Richmond High, Phoebe Cates and the pool scene. Now, even though Phoebe Cates was over 18 at the time, I think she was about 20, 21 years old during filming, the movie depicts a teenage younger sister, you know, in a you know, raunchy act. And many of these movies have. And, you know, I not only, you know, blame what happened with Cuties, but I mean, I think Hollywood has been guilty for decades, you know, having young girls in cheer outfits and you know, like with Glee. Glee, I love the show. I thought the show was great, but I mean, you know, they had episodes where they were talking about, oh, let's make a porn video, or let's make it. And I'm like, a little kid see this and go, so that's what I'm supposed to do as a teenager.
Exactly, and they've desensitized not only the value of children, the value of innocence, you know, the rights for these kids to actually be kids at that age, an age-appropriate 11-year-old, you know, instead of preparing them for, you know, to become sex trafficking bait or a prostitute or anything else. But you're right, it's been happening for decades, and honestly, the only thing that I can think of, just like with some of the universities, well, you know, I want my boy to be a football star, so we're just going to turn the other way, or I want my girl to be a an Olympic gymnast. Well, in Hollywood, you know, what parent doesn't want their child to be the next star, right? And so they overlook a lot of things. But even as an adult, we saw it with the Me Too movement, women that came out, well, I did this, I thought this was what I was doing, but it turned out to be something else. Now, as an adult, you need to kind of vet out your situations. But these are children. Children do not have to be sexualized. They do not look for intimacy or sexual relations at that age. It is not normal for that. But when you instill deceit or the mindset that, like you just said, oh, hey, that's what I'm supposed to do as a teen, they're going to go do that.
Exactly, exactly. We're speaking to Andy Berger with Voices Against Trafficking. We have debated on whether, like, you know, video games induce violence or if movies or pictures, you know, induce somebody to become a pedophile. And that's debated in the medical literature. But I think the low-hanging fruit or a very easy mode of attack is to have less victims out there. And so what I get concerned about is having all these, you know, when young girls are watching shows and, you know, TV shows and movies and streams and things like that, they're unfortunately drawn to these sorts of things and, you know, it looking normalized. And I'm not saying, you know, we have everybody, you know, dressed in turtlenecks and long pants, but, what do you think is an easier way to go about preventing more girls from becoming victims, such that the pedophiles or the predators that are out there don't, you know, go to them?
That is a big question, but what I can say is this is more subliminal, or well, maybe not so subliminal now with all the attention, but right in our very own televisions, we have a movie that is grooming young girls, you know, to be a victim by watching such things and by allowing such things. So besides the diligence of the parent or guardian of these minor children, you know, the parental controls being more active in what are you watching or what are your friends watching and that kind of thing. And there's a lot of pressure on parents and guardians right now with all the stuff that's going on in the world. But still, we need our kids to have somebody in there that moderates what information are they getting. The other part of it is, with victimization, we know that, you know, they're targeted. Netflix is targeting a certain group, but they're targeting the adults in order to get these young kids as product. So when somebody's targeted or in the stage of grooming, it's gaining trust. Well, what if a young daughter or a young son, mom and dad say, oh, sure, watch whatever you want. They trust mom and dad, right? You know, or whoever is their guardian. And so they're going to watch things because they've probably figure that they should know what they're talking about. Hey, mom, dad said I could watch this. This is okay. Oh, this is what I need to go do when I see a girl the next time or I see a boy the next time. So, again, it's that whole trust relationship. And all Netflix has done is filled a need for more predators to act out their predilections.
I hear you. Now, the defenders of you know, the movie, or those who think that some people are overreacting, are saying, well, how do movies, shall we say, I think their excuse, and I'm not saying there is an excuse, is, you know, then how would Netflix approach airing content that does show that there are the horrible, you know, effects of trafficking? And, you know, I believe what was it, the director tried to claim that this was to educate people on sex trafficking.
Exactly.
Obviously there's a big difference. How would you suggest, and I know we're in the final minute here, how would you suggest if somebody wants to educate others on trafficking?
Well, first of all, get credible information. This is not an educational film. There is nothing that says in the beginning, this is to make you aware of such and such, or we're doing this to show you based on interviews, whatever. I don't know anything that director did to show that she was involved. But we do need to watch credible documentaries. Go to my site. Go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Go to Innocence at Risk. Go to the places that work with these victims and know what's happening. If Netflix wanted to do something, they would do an actual film based on facts.
All right. Andy Berger, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million of damage in just one Florida county. The post-tropical depression still heading up the East Coast, causing rain in North Carolina and Virginia. More than 320,000 customers are still without power. Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump announced a new round of pandemic assistance to farmers of about $13 billion at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, delivering aid to an important sector in a battleground state.
Starting next week, my administration is committing an additional, you've been asking for this for a long time, $13 billion in relief to help farmers recover from the China virus, including Wisconsin's incredible dairy, cranberry, and ginseng farmers who got hurt badly.
Wisconsin is known for its milk and cheese industries, which have been hard hit by both trade conflicts with China and the COVID-19 pandemic. Hard alcohol is coming soon to Cracker Barrel locations across the country. The Southern-style food chain is set to add alcohol to menus at hundreds of its restaurants following a test run in a few states earlier this year. Cracker Barrel operates 660 restaurants across the country. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember a woman years ago was at, I believe it was the McDonald's drive-thru, and she was given her cup of coffee, and it was so piping hot that it spilled and burned her leg. And she won, I think, $1 million, and people are like, oh my gosh, oh, the lawyers, all that. Well, you know, I've spoken to lawyers who kind of, you know, studied the case and followed the case. One might have even worked on the case. I don't remember, this happened years ago. And they had said the reason why the case went through is it was a slam dunk. And it was such an easy case to win because apparently, or allegedly, McDonald's had been warned multiple times that the temperature was off and that they held their coffee and beverages just way too high. And so this kind of, you know, told many fast food establishments or places that serve hot drinks that they better get their act together and they better, you know, follow what the inspectors say and the heeds and the warnings, etc. Well, unfortunately, we've had another burn incident, this time with Starbucks. Tommy Pilyev has now filed a lawsuit against Starbucks Corp. and Pactiv Packaging on September 8th because he had ordered, he's 22 years old, had ordered a Starbucks tea when the cup lid became loose, spilled on his body, and his abdomen, thighs, penis, scrotum, peritoneum, and buttocks were among the affected areas. Now, the peritoneum is the lining within the abdomen. I need to take a look a little bit more if they have any medical records. I'm wondering if they meant to say perineum. Perineum is the genital area between, you know, the testicles and the anal area. It's, the perineum is that whole kind of down below undercarriage. So I don't know if the peritoneum, which basically is a lining within the body, was burned as well. But either way, he's filed a lawsuit. And he filed the lawsuit this month, but the injuries happened back in October 2018. And court documents, this is being reported by Daily Mail, show the two companies are accused of negligence and product liability. So the incident happened when his family purchased two grand size honey citrus mint teas at a Starbucks location in Roseville. I'm not exactly sure what. Oh, that's in California. Oh boy. And the family was driving home through the Sacramento area in their 2018 BMW SUV at the time. As the window associate reached to the SUV's window sill to deliver the second sleeved and lidded cup, the lid lost its seal with the cup lip and dislodged from the top of the cup. Hot tea spilled on his hand during the transfer. The cup overturned on the window sill. Hot tea poured onto his hands, stomach, and pelvic area. He was covered in scalded tea, but he couldn't open the door to escape because he was in the drive-thru window, so he was stuck. So we quickly put the SUV into gear, accelerated from the window, pulled into an adjacent parking lot, stripped off his sweatpants, and I'm looking at pictures. It's bad. It was, I don't know how hot this could have been, but we are talking second, third degree burns. So he was rushed to Sutter Roseville Medical Center's emergency room. Unfortunately, by then, he had several concerning burns in several parts of his body. The emergency team reported partial thickness burns with blistering across the lower left abdomen, penis, thighs, scrotum, peritoneum, and buttocks, according to what they said. So peritoneum, wow. Nine of his fingers also burned to at least the second degree, left more than right. Now, hospital staff have confirmed it and all that, and he was then transferred to UC Davis, and he spent 11 days in the burn unit. You know, when a burn affects the hands or it affects the genitalia, you're getting admitted to the hospital. So, he lost the ability to play piano. He's lost certain sexual intimacy. Apparently, sex is painful. And so he also had issues walking. Said in the 5 months post-discharge, he gradually regained the ability to walk, the ability to sense touch in some of his fingers, hold his young child. So this is going to be a big lawsuit. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a settlement, but wow. And, you know, when it comes to burns, and I do a lot of workers' comp injuries, the lifelong devastation from not having skin that works, skin that could sweat, skin that could, that has hair, because you lose the hair, you know, skin that can help, you know, protect against injury, skin that doesn't crack, skin that isn't hypersensitive, skin that isn't numb, it's pretty debilitating. But what I find very concerning about this case, as with many others, is you're only as good as your staff. If your staff does things halfway, if your staff is not careful, if your staff is rushed, if your staff is under certain, protocols or demands that they have to do something in X amount of time, unfortunately, that's when accidents happen. You know, there's rumors, and again, I don't want to name any names, but there are rumors that there are certain salon chains that are out there that have time deadlines. on haircuts. And I just find that so concerning. And so, and I don't even want to start investigating it because I'm afraid of what I could find, but I've heard that you don't want to rush anything where somebody has a scissors in their hands. You know, I mean, I own a couple supercuts and I've been just blown away how stylists come and say, so I could take a half hour for a haircut. We're like, well, you do the haircut however way you do it. What do you, there's no time stamp. And apparently there's places out there where they have to finish the haircut in a certain time. Whenever you force speed on somebody, the anxiety sets in. And, you know, that's where I worry where things can go wrong. And, you know, with COVID and our COVID practices and things like that. I mean, I've seen, even post-COVID, I've seen people in restaurants do such halfway cleaning or halfway sterilizing. I'm like, that's not sterilizing. You barely even, you know, but you see the rush. You see the, you know, where the priorities are, you know, and it's all management, you know. And so, you know, here somebody is getting burned and scalded. And I go, and I know this is back in 2018, so this doesn't have to do with COVID, you know, but or Obamacare. Did you notice that? You see, I did not blame Obamacare. Did you see that? Okay, good, good. But, you know, here is not making sure a lid is on secure, not making sure that the temperature of your product is not going to cause third degree burns should be understood. It should be a given. And so I worry when you hear something like this, how much more this is going to accelerate the automation. I mean, you are only as good as your staff, and your staff is only as good as your management. So if you have poor managers, if you have poor staff, if you have people that are, you know, shall we say, you know, rushing or feel stressed or lazy or not following the rules, you're faced with a lawsuit. You're hurting people. And so I unfortunately, when you hear these things, and I know, you know, there seems to be rare cases with burns, but I do hear on a very, very common level mistakes being made or on purpose things being done, like somebody spitting in the food or somebody, you know, deterring a customer or somebody saying something that ends up being politically incorrect or racist. At some point, employers are going to say, I can't trust humans. And they'll say, I don't have to worry about a computer or a robot or automation doing something or, you know, or saying something that's going to be perceived as racist or unsafe or whatever. You know, somebody needs to use a bathroom, the robot will say, here you go, here's the key. And, you know, and if it is an issue, they could blame the robot. Same thing with, you know, the robot can make sure that the temperature's at a certain degree. So, I mean, you know, people, we got to be more careful because we are going to squeeze ourselves out of our own jobs. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Perfect music for this because we're now talking about spy stuff and spooky. I get very, very scared with my cell phone and my iPhone and my Apple Watch and my... I've been kind of weirded out by technology because I do think our phones are listening. I do think our phones are somehow, you know, picking stuff up. I just didn't think that the camera would activate. So apparently Facebook is being accused of spying on Instagram users with a camera setting. Now, We're being told that the iOS 14, you guys know more about tech than I do, that they're fixing a sort of security glitch, okay, where you could tell if you're being spied on by a little green or orange dot that's going to come up on your screen. Now, I don't know if that means some of us would have the older phones, all right? I know Apple has announced that they're trying to increase security, and you know, these are all different entities. You got Apple, you got Facebook, you got Instagram. And the tech world is a world that you think medicine is complex and convoluted with everything going on with COVID. I don't know what the hell. If I was in tech, I would be so confused. And you know, Godspeed to those of you going into the tech industry, because the tech industry, you know, just like medicine, you got to keep reading and you got to, you know, be up on all the latest and the greatest. With medicine, you know, it's still a lot slower than tech. Every day something new is coming out with tech. So from what we understand, that for market research, there's been some spying going on. Now, I don't recall my camera going on or whatever, but you know what I find so idiotic is how I just swipe something on my phone and there's a camera, and then I do a little light touch and it takes a picture, and I'm like, well, if I didn't touch it, would it still take the picture? And we think, oh, okay, no, you have to actually have that little light touch to make the picture happen. If not, none of that's getting recorded. And I just don't buy that, because if the phone has the ability to capture an image, then that, I just feel that's going somewhere. Now, luckily for me, my phone's in my studio, or my phone's whatever, and, you know, I mean, you know, the whole world kind of knows, you know, right? You know, what I burp, and, you know, what I like to eat, and, you know, how I talk to my husband, so I'm not really worried about that. But I do kind of worry, because I don't have magazines in the bathroom anymore. I just take my phone in. So when I have to go potty, I'll take my phone in. And I'll play Candy Crush, and I'll use a bunch of lives. By the way, thank you guys. All of you guys that send me Candy Crush lives, thank you. And just not to ruin your day, but the reason why I need them is because I might be in the bathroom for a period of time, and then I just run through my lives. So thank you guys for answering my request to give me more Candy Crush lives, right? Yeah, because, you know, or a lot of times when I'm watching football, I'll like you just kick back and I'll play while watching football and stuff. Browns, I was pretty surprised with the Browns and the Bengals game, although the Browns kind of, Bengals kind of ruined the spread for the Browns, but that's okay. Good game. But, so I guess the iOS, is it the iOS 14, and I apologize if I'm not very techie, but I think this is important to share with you guys. Apparently, they have a way where, one, you can obviously you're supposed to be able to disengage the camera on your settings and disengage microphone and things like that. I would probably suggest you do that all the time. My problem is I'm too lazy to, every time I think I need it, to change it, you know? So it's like, I'll just leave the microphone on, or I'll just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, go and change my settings. You might want to. So the iOS 14 feature will actually warn you now if somebody is spying on you. There's going to be a little orange dot at the top of the screen that is supposed to let you know that you are being spied on by somebody. Now, I don't know if my recent upgrade, see, my iPhone, I don't think has upgraded, or not upgraded, updated, because every time I try to update it, it says not enough storage. And I have to, like, spend more money on more storage, because I have a lot of pictures, and I don't really have a lot of games. I only have Candy Crush on there. But I think you would have to, in order to get this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you'd have to be doing the latest update. But, I mean, are we going to still kind of put up with this whole smartphone thing? I love my smartphone. I don't see myself getting rid of it. My husband and I have this discussion all the time. He's like, I am done with cell phones. I'm done with loss of privacy. I'm done with Facebook and seeing all the politics on it. I'm done. Yeah, we keep getting drawn to it. We keep getting drawn to it. And the reason why is I think there's this higher power that wants us to be a captive audience. These smartphones have revolutionized everything. I mean, I haven't had to do one math equation in my head, because I have a calculator now all the time. And I could ask Siri to calculate it. What is the square root of 25? The square root of 25 is 5. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really cool. Where was she when I was in, you know, Calculus 3? Oh my gosh. I mean, if I need to, I don't know, if I need to know where I'm going, I could Google Maps. Everything is on our phone. And so, my friends are like, well, I have a flip phone. And I'm like, really, a flip phone? And we make fun of them, but gosh, I kind of miss the good old days of the flip phone, because maybe it would just ping your location, but it wouldn't be recording you. You know, and it would be, and I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, no, but nothing's recording us, nothing's listening. I don't know about that. I told you guys, I was talking to a friend of mine, and a friend of mine was talking about getting, a wax. She wanted to do like electrolysis of her legs and whatever. So we're talking about it, and then all of a sudden, what comes online? Boom. All these ads for electrolysis and hair waxing and all that. And I'm like, okay, Ben might have been listening to her, but it might have been looking at me, right? Going, girlfriend, you need to wax or you need to electrolysize. I was talking about Michael Fassbender. We talked about my sins, you know, and I was making confessions. You know, I confess I've talked about other men and fantasized about other men, but I've done it, you know, in front of my husband. I've just told him, oh my gosh, Michael Fassbender is so hot, you know, while we're watching Band of Brothers or something like that. So, okay, that's, you know, I think it's okay because my husband's like, all right, well, she likes him, but it's not okay. You're not supposed to talk about other men with your husband, okay? You're just not supposed to do that. But all of a sudden, my camera brings up stuff about Michael Fassbender. So, you know, why are we allowing this? Okay, well, you know, it's interesting. What if people want that? What if this is our little imaginary friend? I mean, think about it. When I don't know what to shop for, and I'm like, you know, gosh, what would look good on me? All of a sudden, my phone shows clothes, shows shirts, shows, and I'm like, oh, that looks good, right? You know, I'm thinking about my mascara. I'm talking to my husband about, you know, maybe I need to get lashes or whatever. Boom. Mascara ads pop up. It's almost like I have a best friend. I was talking about how I need to lose weight, right? Need to make my butt smaller. Boom. Diets. I need to go to a restaurant. I don't know if the restaurant's good. There's a Yelp review. Our phone is like one of the best friends ever. And I'm wondering if that's kind of why we're like, you know what? I'll forgo the privacy. I'll forgo the intrusion into our lives or the ability of somebody to take this information and use it against us. Although, I mean, everybody knows I need to, you know, wax here and there. That's really not, you know, anything secret. I cannot wait to see who tries to blackmail me. I am just dying for somebody to come up and go, you know what? I got this on you. And I'm like, why don't you listen to episode 275 from the year 2015? All right, I talked about that. Go ahead, blackmail me. But I think people are so, because the 80s and 90s ingrained us of having all this high tech and being able to have hoverboards and all this kind of, you know, cool stuff, that our smartphones are so high tech and so cool and so outer space and so robotic that I'm thinking people just don't care. And we're kind of like being, you know, lambs led to slaughter. If our phones are spying on us, that's not a good thing. Somebody better do something about that. But I'm not ready to give up my phone. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.